Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today, and I'm excited about today because we have a person that we haven't had on in a while. You know, and it's been crazy, but, you know, things happen. People get busy. People have normal lives. So they can't always take time out for G's Power Hour like they want to or like we need them to, but we're glad to have them on this occasion. Welcome back, licensed mental health counselor Kathy Booker. Good morning, Miss Kathy.
Good morning. Good morning. It is so wonderful to be back on the spot and be able to talk about things that are really, really going on in this life.
Oh, goodness gracious. What isn't going on? So much.
So much.
How are you? Let's talk about you first. How are you? How have you been? What's been going on?
Okay. Well, I'm one of those fortunate people that did get attacked with COVID. And I was in the hospital for 2 weeks. And,
oh, dear.
You know, it's just a blessing, I can tell you, Gretchen, if it wasn't for the Lord in my life, because I was able to come out of there and walk, and I have not had any problems at all. So,
oh,
they, you know, they did the antiretroviral, and then they also did one thing that I have, Gretchen, is what I call COVID brain, because I go to say something and
fog.
I can't remember. Yeah, the fog is real. Believe me, the fog is real. But I was taken care of very well and was able to get out, go back to work. And even though we had COVID that hit, you know, our nurses as well as the counselors, you know, I was not affected. So I thank God for that, girl. It's amazing how you can, you know, be sick. And the most important thing that I, you know, for 2 or 3 days, I could not tell you where I was, what I was doing. And then I prayed about it, and all of a sudden, I was fine.
Mm.
So, you know, they took care of me for those for the next few days, and, you know, I was able to come out, go back to work, and still, you know, have times when I'm having difficulty with memory, you know, and I'm going, oh, gosh, I can't have that. So I've decided, you know, to do a PhD program and get, you know, get out of the clinic. I think that's where my talents are best used. And I just have to make sure, you know, there are a few things that I'm doing to reestablish my thinking. So I'm on description for, it's unbreakable brain, and it talks about this is nothing that's, you know, sudden. It's something that's over a lifetime that can happen because of what you eat and how we take care of ourselves. So I'm very fortunate because, you know, I get up and I go for a bike ride.
Nice.
The bike that my daughter bought me has only one gear. So I've had a couple of spills as a result of it because I'm used to using two gears. And this one only has one. And I go, oh, God. So I just have to take my time and not try to be a speed racer riding my bike.
I haven't ridden a bike in God knows how long, and I have been telling my husband for years that I've wanted to get one, and I've put it off, and so that I've got to move that back toward the top of my list.
Yes, you do. It's I love it because, you know, even where I go cycling at, the neighborhoods are wonderful, and the trees, and how you see people decorate their houses and what they put mm-hmm. in their gardens. You know, it's just wonderful. I enjoy cycling, you know, and I've done some Pilates. And what I do now is to do stuff in the house, you know, before I go or either after I come back. So it's been a great time, Gretchen. I'm glad to get back on course with all of my favorite people. Even my grandchildren, you know, I have a grandson who's a realtor and he is really good. I've seen his YouTube and he is just, you know, fantastic. And, you know, just to be with the twins and my other grandchildren, it's just wonderful. So I'm happy.
I'm so glad.
I got survivor and thriver. Yeah, I got that word that, okay, you finish. You could go. And I said, thank you. So I'm hoping that they don't try to talk me into staying and that I can do what I need to do because I've talked to, you know, I'm going to really do this PhD program. That's more important to me than staying and working somewhere. And, you know, they're working with me in financial aid. And it's just, it's just a wonderful thing because I believe that, you know, I would rather be lecturing, and I'm writing 5 books. I've already got one done, and I have to get it formatted. But the one thing I want to do is the poverty of mind and how it affects people for generations. So that's been, you know, the most exciting thing because I finally do get to write, you know, that from when we first did the first fight on poverty and how it worked out with the government cheese and, you know, all of the other things that they did. And, you know, all it did was to make people dependent as opposed to using their talents in working for it, you know, work and do what you need to do in order to, and I can't understand why people still think that that's a good thing to do. So, you know, you got those places like, I know Caprini Green and, you know, on Ivy Lane and all of the new, you know, places that they have that, you know, now it's Section 8. And I'm going, you know, at some point we have to be able to believe in ourselves enough. So the project that's Habitat for Humanity, I think is the best project that you can have in terms of people doing getting a house for themselves and working on it. I think
I am a true fan of that program.
I am.
And not only that, not only the way they manage the program, but the thing about it is the houses are quality houses.
Exactly.
Built by volunteers.
Exactly.
I've done the Women Build program before. No, I don't know nothing about building a house. I'm not gonna be building my own house probably. But you know, it was a good mix of, you know, that were volunteers and people and volunteers from places like Lowe's and other, you know, and other sponsors and stuff like that. You know, people who knew what they were doing and can tell you, no, you don't do it this way, you do it this way, and this is why you do it, and stuff like that. But then you have the owner involved, you know, for the future home.
Exactly.
And that is so key and crucial because then they get a better understanding of the process, too. You know, there's just things you learn that you don't take for granted when it comes to going from, you know, not having a home to, you know, all the things that are involved, the finances, the labor, and everything that comes with getting your own home.
You know, and I think it's pitiful what Orlando is doing to people in terms of rent. That is, you know, it's like if I got to spend $1,500, $2,000 for rent, what I need to do is to get good habitat. You know, and I've recommended to several people, get into the Habitat for Humanity program. You will be able to benefit in the long run from something that's yours as opposed to making somebody else rich.
Right, exactly, exactly. You know, that's also part of that, you know, where they say teach a man to fish. If you learn how to do stuff on your own, then you're not, as old folks would say, beholden to someone else. You know, you're not obligated as much to other people. And then, you know, depending on their knowledge, it's kind of like what Oprah was talking about. She always talks about in terms of her finances. You know, she knows what's going on with her finances. You know, she's not just turning her money over into the hands of someone else and just saying, okay, you go ahead. She, you know, it's like, yeah, you're going to help me, but I'm going to know exactly what's going on with my money.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah,
I did refinancing, and they're asking me all of these questions about the money. And I've been with Navy Federal forever. And I'm going, you know, right now I have enough money in my checking and my savings account that should sufficiently let you all know that I'm able to, you know, be a good person of my money. So I'm going, I hope these people don't keep on bothering me, because if they do, then I'm going to find somebody else to finance with.
Yeah, and that's what we have to be willing to do. We can't get stuck. We have to be willing to walk away from situations that are not beneficial to us, you know. And it may require a little suffering and sacrifice, but we got to be willing to take that step. It's necessary.
Yeah, I know. They walk. Now, you know, the crazy thing is they want pay stubs. I say, who has pay stubs? We don't even do that anymore. All of my money is direct deposit.
Yeah, but there's ways. I mean, mine is direct deposit, too, usually. But, yeah, usually you can get those. And yeah, they do require it. But there's some things that are legitimate in terms of what they do, but there's some things that do need to be updated and changed. But enough about talking about them. Let's get to talking about what we need to do right now. It's, you know, we're in that season where things are a little bit different now. Well, things have been a little bit different with COVID.
Different.
Yeah,
a lot
but then
different.
You compile all kinds of stuff with the holidays, you know, coming up. You know, it can make for just kind of a combustible type of situation. And so we want to kind of, you know, have a game plan to diffuse some of that stuff a little early.
Well, I tell you, in the clinic, you would not believe how many masks we have given out, you know, and some people are resistant, but, you know, I tell them, look, COVID is real. It is nothing to play with. And it's, you know, we had a kid, that's what I call him because he was nothing but 20-something years old, was in the hospital, and because young people don't think, he disconnected all of his, you know, tubes and everything and did against medical advice. 2 days later, he was dead. So COVID ain't nothing to play with.
Yeah. I mean, the thing you have to remember, not just with COVID, but with
anything,
you know, is that you may feel pretty good one moment, you know, and you're thinking, okay, this is going to last. But then, you know, you go from feeling really, really good to you get knocked down and pretty much, in this case, unfortunately, knocked out, you know, because you felt okay. That doesn't mean that you were totally okay. And that's why they have doctors and nurses, and that's why they have monitors, and that's why they have medication, because there are undertones of things that go on that you have to stay on top of.
Exactly. Kid just decided that he didn't want to be in the hospital. And, mm-hmm. you know, they had, you know, had him doing the things that they needed to do to get him well. And he was not for it. And so, you know, unfortunately, he's now, you know, singing with the angels. So I think it's unfortunate that some people don't believe in what all of this is about. You know, my daughter works in the hospital, and she tells me about how people are in the hallways because there's not enough beds for the, you know, patients to be in. And, you know, mm-hmm. not even, they don't even have enough ventilators. So, unfortunately, I didn't have to be on a ventilator. What it did, but my whole situation was fortunate and blessed because I have AFib, and I had been mm-hmm. having that kind of, and as a result of me going to the hospital with, and they diagnosed me with COVID, and then they also said, are you having any problems with your heart? I said, well, you know, it flutters, and, you know, I try to get some rest, and then it seems to be doing better. But now mm-hmm. they've diagnosed and, you know, give me medication. So that was a blessing out of COVID.
mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Wow.
It was, yeah. You know, it's rough, you know. And I just, you know, it's you have to be thankful. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't play. I wear a mask wherever I go
mm-hmm.
and make sure that, you know, I'm doing what I need to do to stay healthy.
We're here with Kathy Booker, licensed mental health counselor. We are going to take a quick break. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Good morning. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today, and we're just blessed to have Life and Mental Health Counselor Kathy Booker back with us, having gone through COVID herself and just tackling so many other things, you know, and coming out on, at least now, because you just don't know. Have they told you, Kathy, in terms of things that you might still have to contend with, even though
yeah.
you have, you know, been treated?
Yeah, they have... they're doing MRIs and CAT scans currently because of the fact that, you know, sometimes, like the other day I was driving trying to get to work, and if I miss a turn, it takes me, like, too long to get where I need to get. And part of that is
mm-hmm.
because I'm not, you know, if I don't stay focused, then,
mm-hmm.
With me and being in the hospital for 2 weeks and getting out, it's like Orlando has changed. Every place you go, it's like, gosh, when did they do that? When did they build that? So
mm-hmm.
it makes it a little difficult for me to,
mm-hmm.
you know, that COVID fog to make sure I need to do what I need to do. So my daughter told me, Mom, run your GPS. Well, you know, GPS decides to go and do what it wants to do, and
yeah.
that's not good. So I have
yeah.
to go back to my memory as opposed to what the GPS says, because it's like, okay, I can't take that. That's too frustrating for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you know, it's coming along, you know. Oh, but you know what the crazy thing about it,
It's like, I'll be 69 and soon to be 70. And it's like, you know, people try to guess my age, and I'd be going, are you 50? I say, I remember that age.
It's yeah.
funny. Well, are you 40? I say, I remember that age, too.
Oh, wow.
So it's a great thing to know that you can be an elder and do the things that you can still do to enjoy your life. You know, more and more black folks need to be able to enjoy their lives and exercise, eat right, and, you know, get off the pork, you know, and do the things that we need to do to take care of ourselves. Because, like I said, you never know what can happen to you in the course of one day. One day can make a difference.
Yeah, they recently opened a gym near me. It's an old Winn-Dixie. And I wondered, you know, what the turnout was going to be. And I tell you, they have that parking lot, at least initially, it was maxed out regularly. I had a friend that even said they passed by it at midnight, and the parking lot was full. It's more full than it ever was as a Winn-Dixie. I'm hoping that that's a good sign that people are making conscious decisions to care for themselves. Now, my concern is that, too, and I guess it's okay. Some people probably use it just for socializing. I guess that's fine, too, because there's a health aspect to that. But I'm one of these people, I'm in the gym, get in, get out, and let's go socialize somewhere else where it's a little less smelly and sweaty.
That's
just me.
But
good.
Well, you know, the one thing is, you know, you can actually have your own gym, because I have free weights, and I do it actually with, you know, they have so much on TV now so that you can work out at home.
Yeah.
Because, you know, COVID is something that just, we don't realize how it's transmitted. And I know they do the best that they can to clean up and keep things, you know, sanitized and stuff. But I, you know, it's like, nah, I ain't playing that. I can't be in these places where...
I don't go as often as I used to, but the one thing, but for me, the one thing that a gym has to have that I don't have right now, I'm going to say right now because I'm hoping God will bless me with something, is a pool. I love the water.
Oh,
like nobody's business. And so, I won't even sign up for a gym unless it has a pool, but it just won't, because I'm like, everything else I can do at home. Do you have a pool? And the minute I probably get a pool at home, it's over. Because I'm going to need that gym membership to pay for that pool.
Okay. Well, all you have to do is get a little bit older, and you can do silver singles, and you get all of that stuff without even having to pay for it.
Yeah, that's true. I think silver singles also depends. Some of that depends on what your insurance covers, too. I want to talk about is how the holidays coming up might be a little bit different now that, we have the usual stuff we have to contend with, but we have a lot more tension now. We go in, unfortunately, in some cases, with a little bit more sadness around the holidays. Because there has been loss and there has been illness because of COVID. So, it takes a certain amount of mental strength and fortitude to kind of deal with all of that around about now.
Well, I can tell you the reason why I got it was because we were in a Airbnb and nobody was wearing masks. And so I was the one that was struck the hardest. Everybody in the family, you know, got some version of it, but I was the only one that had to actually go to the hospital. So people need to wear their mask and be diligent and be careful, because this, you know, this virus is, it spreads so crazy, and it does different things to different people. So it's just wear a mask. You know, I know that people, you know, go, oh, I can't breathe. Well, you got to wear the mask properly. If you don't wear the mask properly, then, of course, you're going to feel like you can't breathe. So I have to constantly tell people how to, you know, sometimes I even assist them put it on, because it's so important to make sure that you do what you need to do to take care of yourself.
But part of that, too, is some of these masks are poorly constructed. That's number one. And are not put together properly. And some people are wearing and making masks primarily for style. I mean, personally, yes, I'm tired of the blue surgical-looking mask, I guess, or the N95 or whatever mask. I've gone and I've gotten my Tampa Bay Buccaneer mask and my University of South Florida mask and some other masks and stuff like that. But, and I have some realtor masks as well, you know, and I like to interchange them and stuff like that. But at the same time, are they suited for regular use? You know, do you need to wear another mask up under them? These are questions I think people need to be asking themselves, too. You know, I mean, what's more important, your health or style? You know, that's a key question.
I can tell you the most unique mask that I have seen is one that has actual oxygen with it. This guy has it, and he comes in, and I say, God, that's, you know, it's really interesting. And he said, yeah, I just have to change the filter, you know, every so many times. But, you know, he's breathing actual oxygen every time he, you know, has this little equipment that he has. And, you know, it's real small, you know, and got a little tubing with it. But I was going, that's such a unique mask to have, you know, because you're, you know, actually breathing oxygen, you know, as opposed to carbon monoxide that you, you know, breathe out, you know, you breathe out oxygen, you breathe carbon monoxide. So that's the bad thing about the mask, you know. In fact, even when I use them, it's like, oh, gosh, you can get that headache as a result of the carbon monoxide you breathe. So you have to take it off and get, you know, get some fresh air. So there are, you know, there are advantages and disadvantages.
So let's talk about the families of people who have had COVID that want to know, I guess, basically how to treat their loved ones who have gone through COVID, what type of changes are expected after someone comes through a situation like that?
Well, you know, one big thing, you know, which I was fortunate not to have, was the fatigue that people get. And they have to, you know, make sure that they really, you know, hydrate. You know, people don't realize that you're supposed to drink a gallon of water a day, right, in order to keep yourself hydrated. So you have to do
I'm awful with that.
And, you know, the fatigue, you have to, you know, get, you know, some people just don't, you know, they go. And it's like sometimes you just got to sit down and rest. Get some good sleep in, you know, drink, you know, some, you know, I made the mistake of drinking probiotics and turmeric. And then I had some, you know, some prunes and apples, and that was a big mistake. It cleaned me out. It cleaned me out, believe me. So you have to be careful of how do you take care of yourself and what you do. In order to, you know, if you're feeling too fatigued, you probably need to just rest. If it's nothing more than reading a book, which will relax you. I listen to music. You know, that's the one big thing that I had, you know, had stopped doing. And that helps you out a whole lot just to calm you down. And listen to the music that you like most, you know, and I listen to all kind of music. So for me, it's wonderful. And, you know, I'm even beginning to, you know, do things in terms, I have a piano here in my house. And so I'm learning to just do the, you know, keyboard the way I know that I need to do. Because, you know, I've had music, you know, was in school and had music and in college, you know, that kind of thing. So you have to be able to do some of the things that you know that's important enough to keep you physically going. And that, you know, that fatigue will eventually, you know, have its time. And it takes probably, to be honest with you, probably a good two months for that fatigue to get better. So people have to, you know, get ready just because you're feeling it. You know, people be thinking, oh, well, it's okay. Well, sometimes it's not okay. Sometimes you just got to do what your body is telling you to do. And that's to get some rest. And don't drink a whole lot of caffeine because that's not good for you either. It will affect the way the COVID works with you. So it's better to stay on things that hydrate you as opposed to, because, you know, caffeine will take away the moisture in your body. And people don't realize that because it's high, you know, it's high in sugar and that caffeine has that racing kind of thing in your body. So people have to really, really know what they need to do and listen to their bodies and do what they're, and if they have any questions, why not talk to your doctor or go to a doctor and see? So it's been interesting to, you know, look at and see the effects of what we've been through. I mean, this has been, what, 2 years now, going on three, that we're still in this COVID epidemic, this pandemic, and people still don't respect the fact that this is something that's really, really happening. It's not going away no time soon. It doesn't look like to me, Gretchen. I'm trying to figure out, when are we going to have this where we, you know, people go, oh, when are we going to be, you know, everything go back to normal? Well, there's a new normal now, and it's called, you know, listen to your body and take care of yourself. Go to the doctor. If you're having any symptoms or things that are questioned, you know, even like they're going back to doing the flu shot, I just recently, because my family was about to have a fit about me not being vaccinated, so I got vaccinated. So it's taken time for my body to readjust to just the shot, the vaccine. Oh God, I don't want to, you know, it's, you know, when we were younger and we had those, you know, the chicken pox and the mumps and the measles, and you had to be vaccinated for that. One of my girlfriends had to remind me. I say, I don't remember that, but I remember acting a fool because I don't like shots, you know. You shoot me. So I've taken my first shot. It's time for me to take a second one. And they usually, I've already been told the second one is a lot more difficult to adjust to. So I'm just thinking.
I did not necessarily have anything with the first shot. The second shot, I think I had a slight fever after it. But that was basically it. Well, we're going to take our second break. We're here with licensed mental health counselor Kathy Booker, and glad to have her back. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Hi, I'm Tim Garris. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been two decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the arc with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. the soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on KHAM Radio.
Are you chillin'?
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are here with licensed mental health counselor Kathy Booker, a longtime friend of the show, well, from the beginning just about. Welcome back. You know, and she's been sharing her experience with COVID. And we're just trying to talk a little bit about just, I guess, getting through that and going forward. Especially with the holiday season coming up. So one of the things I wanted to ask you, Kathy, is what is the, you know, we got a lot of people that are traveling right now or will be. And one of the big things that's been going on right now is the lashing out on the airlines by some people who either don't want to wear masks or I don't know whatever baggage they're bringing with them on the plane. And I'm not just talking about clothes and stuff. I'm talking about what's going on inside. What is it? Why is it that people feel that, you know, I mean, yeah, yes, you're paying. It's your money to be on a plane, but it's someone else's airline still. What makes you think, and there are other people on there too, what makes you think that you can just act a fool, so to speak, on this airline with all these people and just cause this kind of chaos? What is going on with that, Kathy?
I can tell you what the comments that I have heard was that it's a way that the government is trying to control you, and it's a paranoia that people are having as a result of thinking, well, I'm not going to be controlled and I'm going to do what I want to do and I'll be okay. And if they only knew, if sometimes to me it's like, I wonder if they could visit the hospital and just see how difficult it is for the nurses and the doctors and the patients that are going through it and who may not even make it, you know, even after getting all of the treatment. So, you know, being on the airplane is bad enough. You know, it doesn't recycle as well as it needs to. And it's like, I don't understand how people don't want to respect the fact that just wear a mask on the plane. You're not going to be on the plane for hours, you know, unless you're going overseas. But even if you're going overseas, you got to be careful because the healthcare in a different place than where you are here in Orlando or America can be much, much different than it is, you know, over there. So my thing is you just have to be very cautious and understand and take care of yourself. Wear a mask. What's the big deal? It's only for a short period of time. And if you need to change them, you know, you can get a box of 50 for, I think it's $14 or $15. So if you're so paranoid about, just get a box and just change them. Throw them away. That's what they do. So then you don't have to worry about, you know, the mask, and sometimes, let me tell you, human beings tend to be just don't want to do, and it's adults, that's the bad thing about it. It's like, why y'all acting like kindergartners? You know,
we're not setting a good example at all.
You know, you in kindergarten, and kindergarten is going to do what the, you know, no, so I'm going, these are adults acting like kindergartners. You know, and you know, the good thing about it is that because I've established rapport with the patients, they respect the fact that when they see me coming through, they'll go, okay, Miss Kathy, I know I got to put my mask on. That's right. Do you have a mask? So there is, you know, a way, even I think in the, you know, airlines that, just, you know, a gentle reminder that it's very important for all of us to take care of ourselves as well as others. Be mindful, you know, just be mindful that you're not the only person that you know, it can be affected. It can affect mm-hmm. anybody. So I think if we would just stop being kindergartners and listen to what they say, then I think the impact of COVID, and I know with the holidays, everybody want to have fun. And it's nothing wrong with it, but wear a mask. What's so wrong about that? You can still have fun. So,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
it's just a matter of, you know, being diligent and helping people to understand, you know, because I think, you know, the airline, I don't even, because I haven't been on a plane forever, so I don't even know if the stewardesses even wear masks. I would hope that they are. So,
yeah, you haven't been on a plane in a long time, I could tell.
For a long time.
You're still saying stewardesses, and I don't even think they use that anymore.
You go in
for our flight attendants, yeah. So,
yeah.
So now, my concern also too that I've seen is that we know that kids under a certain age are not able to get vaccinated yet. Okay, but you take these kids, you're not wearing a mask. I was in a restaurant. You're not wearing a mask. The child is not wearing a mask, and you've got a restaurant or someplace full of people eating. They're not wearing a mask while they're eating, and they're probably talking, which is exhaling more air, and you don't know who has and who has not been vaccinated. I mean, you're relying on a lot of people to say, I've been vaccinated, for the simple reason that they don't want to wear a mask, but you've told them if you've been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. But no one's asking you whether or not, you know, you're wearing a mask,
exactly.
you know, or you've been
exactly.
vaccinated. So what I want to know, what is going on with parents? I don't think, in my opinion,
uh-huh.
that parents really understand what their roles are supposed to be in terms of teaching and protecting their children.
Well, you know, that's a very sore thing right there that you said, you know, people will, you know, you can't tell me what to do with my kid. So, you know, I just tell them, listen, it's very important for us to make sure that you're okay and your child is okay. So if we all work on that together, then I don't see any problem of us doing what's the best for everybody. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes it works and some people want to be resistive, but then, you know, I tell them, look, I've had COVID. It's not fun at all, you know, and I just happen to be one of the fortunate ones who did not die. So
mm-hmm.
when I say that, they automatically put the and make sure their kids have a mask as well. So I think, you know, having the life experience,
mm-hmm.
helping people understand that it's real. It's nothing to play with. And so, and I hope that, you know, the more and more we talk about it, the more and more that we, you know, can get, you know, the medical professionals to still, you know, say this is what we need to do. And, you know, the one thing that has been a real plus is that we found that people with Hep C, once they start getting treated, they even do better overall with their health. So
mm-hmm.
it's not just COVID, it's your overall health that you have to take care of. And, you know, if you're feeling depressed, you have to begin to understand why you're feeling depressed, what's going on in your life that causes you to feel unhappy. And so those are the kind of things, you know, that, you know, you have to come and talk to a therapist like me. Although, you know, I'm off the grid right now. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, my one thing to do is to make sure I take the PhD program so that then clinically I would be able to assist people to be good therapists. So there's so many things that is challenging for us all now. but we have to have at least the ability to be mindful, to take care of each other and be positive about it. And it's nothing hard to do. You know, if you think the government is trying to control you, you better think about it again, because control means you are not willing to do what you need to do to take care of yourself. And so for me, if you begin to explain that to people, then they do better at understanding. And it's so funny. I walk through the clinic and I just have to look at people now, and they'll put their mask, you know, do you have a mask? And so it's just a matter of how we present what is most important for all of us. We need to be able to feel good about everything that we do to take care of one another. So during the holidays, I would suggest for people, wear your mask. And even when you are having a good time, think about the reasons that it's good to have a good time, but also be dutiful and do due diligence on what you need to do to take care of yourself.
We are here this afternoon with licensed mental health counselor Kathy Booker. We're going to take our final break. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
This is Douglas Dobbs, owner and funeral director at Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community with two generations of family funeral service. With the recent addition of my son Brandon, we are here to take care of the needs of Central and West Orlando. From simple cremation to a full burial, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here to help you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs, dedicated to serving our families.
Hi, I'm Jim Garrison, and I think I found a way to help you understand what is Chill Out Jazz.
Some of y'all may be confused, because of the style we choose. We make jazz and R&B. We don't categorize, we just make what sound good, baby.
Is it jazz?
It is what it is.
Is it R&B?
Tune in every Wednesday night at 10 on KHAM Radio.
Are you chillin'?
Good afternoon. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. We are here with licensed mental health counselor Kathy Booker. Welcome back. And one question I have to ask, and then I want to get maybe some final tips from you before we go.
Mm-hmm.
Medical professionals. Mm-hmm. We're getting mixed signals from them in terms of how we should be handling COVID, the resistance to the mandated vaccines and all of that. Why is it that knowing what they know firsthand and seeing what they see firsthand, why isn't everyone on the same page in the medical profession?
I think it has to do with just, you know, the military, when, you know, everybody was in the military, they had to take those shots. It's almost like that lack of trust that, you know, how do I know that what they're doing? They, you know, I've heard they're putting chips in us. They're, you know, so it's that lack of trust that's going on right now that people, you know, like I said, they don't trust the government in terms of the vaccine, because you know how long it took for the vaccine to be taken, you know, up, and then there's three different, you know, vaccines, and how many you're supposed to take, and what's a booster. And so I think people are just afraid and untrusting because they're not sure, you know, like I was, you know, my family just got on it, and, you know, I cried tears because it's like, I don't want to be sick again. That was the biggest thing with me. It was like, oh, after being sick with COVID, I didn't want to be sick again. So, I boo-hoo cried, and I said, okay, I'll do the vaccine. And it's taken probably 2 or 3 weeks for, you know, it's like a tetanus shot. you know, when you have to take the tetanus shot.
Right.
It's finally, you know, it's finally moved or gone down or whatever it is, because it was like a big knot in my arm. So it's, you know, it's gone down now. So, you know, I have to go on and take the second one and whatever one, I don't know how many other ones you have to take over a period of time in order to say you're really vaccinated. But you know what, Gretchen, I'm trying to figure out, it's a virus, it mutates. So how is the medical profession going to help us understand about the mutation of a virus? And I don't think that they have gotten enough information to be able to say to you, well, the virus mutates, so we have this type of medical, you know, vaccine that's going to cover, oh, I don't know how many, because sometimes they'll tell you how many different, you know, viruses that it can cover. And so for me, it's like, okay, let me go on and do this vaccine, this process, and, you know, I just hope for the best and that, you know, I can be confident in what they're saying is the truth, and that hopefully whatever these scientists have come up with, I just, you know, hope that it works. And I hope that then everybody else will feel more comfortable about how many people are getting vaccinated. And if even they begin to report how many people are getting vaccinated, it will help probably in that process, you know, because I haven't heard anyone that has, you know, actually, you know, died as a result of it. And, you know, there are so many people that don't know what their health is, so that they need to be able to get a vaccination just because they need to know what their health is. You know, by going and get it, and they get access, you know, assessed, because it, a lot of people, especially Black folks, have things that are going on in, with their health, high blood pressure. You know, this young man was telling me that his high blood pressure had jumped over, and I was going, "Honey, you gotta, you know." And she said, "Well, it's in our family and stuff." And I said, "Well, you know, you really have to take care of yourself, and that's the big problem. We don't do enough medically to go to the doctors to get assessed to make sure we are physically healthy." And I think in doing that, then it will help with confidence about the vaccine. You know, we'll see. We've been at this for a while now, so.
Yeah. And the thing, too, is, we've got to, you know, a lot of times we don't share stuff with younger folks, you know, and then what we have to do is not complain, but we've got to share exactly, you know, this is what's going on. My mother was really good at that. She had high blood pressure almost as long as I can remember, you know, since I was a child. And she didn't complain about it, but she was like, in case something happens, this is the medication that I'm on for this. So anytime, like, you know, when I was older and she had to go to the hospital, you know, I could tell people she is on this medication for this and that medication for that. And what I started learning is to, you know, try to annually update my medications and stuff in a file in my computer so someone can at least know, okay, if they can go or, you know, and also, too, it's good to actually, when you get ready to go to the doctor, to just hand them a piece of paper and say, here, this is what I'm taking, this is how much, and all that kind of stuff, you know, or have it with you so you can fill out those forms when you go annually. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Oh, gosh, we're going to have to try to have you back soon. Really, really appreciate it, and I'm glad you are better.
Definitely.
Bless you on your journey, your PhD journey for sure. And thank you all for listening. This has been G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Be well, be safe, be blessed, and please remember, all real power comes from God. Take care.
Hey.